So over the past few months, I have talked about our request for proposal process for our Older Americans Act and state-funded services. So I have an update for you all today on that. In prior years, the RFP contained two service groups. Primarily, Service Group 1 encompassed the majority of services. Service Group 2 was transportation only. In order to open up the opportunity for more entities to bid on services that had interest in it, this time we projected and put out there for 7 different service groups that broke apart those services. With this process, we also required interested vendors to submit proposals by county. In years past, they had the opportunity to submit a bid for the entire region, but this time we said it had to be by individual county, but they could also opt to bid on all 9 counties. This opens up the opportunity for us to be certain that we are proportionately allocating funds to each county for the services that are needed. So we opened up the opportunity in February, and then it was due on March the 31st. Our scoring committee met on April the 23rd, and that was represented by our advisory council members, that aging advisory council, as well as some representation from the PAD Board of Directors. Service Group 1, we had 3 bids this time for. Pennyryl Allied Community Services with a total score of 131, Senior Helpers with a total score of 120, and Lifeline Home Care with a score of 120. After all the items were reviewed, it is the recommendation that the services for Service Group 1 be awarded to Pennyryl Allied Community Services. Service Group 2 is our Senior Center Services. This focuses on congregate meals primarily, as well as information and assistance. We received 1 bid for Service Group 2 from Pennyryl Allied Community Services with a total score of 180 points. There is a slight increase to the congregate meal unit rate, increasing that to $8.91 a meal. The recommendation is for this to be awarded to Pennyryl Allied Community Services. Service Group number 3 is our hot daily home delivered meals. We received 1 bid for all 9 counties from Pennyryl Allied Community Services. There is no increase to the unit rate for home delivered meals, but there is a 36.7 increase to the shelf stable meals. Per contract, we're required to distribute a minimum of 3 shelf-stable meals per year to individuals that we serve. This is in order so they have access to a shelf-stable meal in the event of a holiday or inclement weather. We always exceed that minimum of 3, and the recommendation is for this to be awarded to Pennyryl Allied Community Services. Service Group 4, non-traditional meals. This is a new service group that we have never put out there in our RFP before. This was looking for alternatives to hot daily fresh meals because unfortunately we do have some individuals in our region that are so far out in secluded areas there are no meal routes available to serve them. With this, our proposal was received from Mom's Meals. Those meals are refrigerated meals that are drop shipped to a client's home every 2 weeks, and the meals can be heated up in the microwave or the oven for them to be able to consume. We're also considering these meals being a good option for clients who have ongoing medical treatment, where they're not home on a regular basis. For example, our clients who are gone 2 to 3 days a week with dialysis treatments. Most often they are not home to be able to receive that meal, so this would open up the opportunity for them to have that meal available when they return home from those treatments. It's the recommendation to award that to Mom's Meals. Service Group 5, our Health Promotion and Disease Prevention. We did not have any proposals that we received for this, so we actually have a meeting scheduled with the Department for Aging and Independent Living next week to look at options for how we might be able to continue to serve our region. Currently, we offer services such as Bingo Size, Walk with Ease, and Drums Alive in our senior centers to meet that requirement. Service group six is transportation. One proposal was received from Pennyroyal Allied Community Services for all nine counties. There is no increase to that unit rate of $10.86 per one-way trip. The recommendation is to award to Pennyroyal Allied Community Services. Lastly, we have service group number seven, legal services. The only bid received for all nine counties was from Kentucky Legal Aid. No increase to their unit rate of service. So the recommendation is to award to Kentucky Legal Aid. So as a recap, we have all of these listed here, and these proposals would be for all nine counties per service group. At this time, we need action by the board.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the recommendations?
Motion to approve the recommendations.
Is there a second? Any questions?
I'd like to make a comment and just say thanks to the group for going ahead and breaking this down and allowing it to be bid out the way it was this year for the very first time. We tracked this for a while at the county level, trying to figure out if we would be involved as a participant in the bid process. There was a lot of questions as a first timer that we were not able to answer internally, so we decided not to go as a county. I think the longer you do this, I think you have more participation, and competition is always healthy, I think. Mm-hmm. One of the concerns that we had, I think it's played itself out as a comment, is the reduction of funds for the home delivered meals and how you put a program together that's going to allow you to bid that out properly with unknown resources as reimbursement. So that was a huge concern of ours. It has played itself out just like we anticipated, that there may be some disruption or some cut in services. So, but nonetheless, I think it's a good first attempt to try to break it down and let others participate in the process.
Thank you for the feedback.
And I'm concerned about the lack of funding for the hot home daily meals, because it stayed the same. So we're probably going to be in the same boat pretty quick with running out of funding. And I was surprised nobody else bid on that, I guess, because I know I had started some conversations with some other entities that were doing that for a lot less. So I don't know. Do we know what the conversation with them, they just decided they didn't want to be involved, or?
We did have some other groups interested in possibly providing that service when we offered the interested bidders conference. However, about the time the proposals were due, we did receive correspondence from them that it just wasn't feasible at that time for them to pursue that.
Disappointing. And what I may add, I mean, on some of those slides Amanda had, it talked about various unit levels. We know that those unit levels are going to go down. You might as well not even pay attention to the number of units that are on those slides because of the funding situation that we find ourselves in. We did have a conversation with Dale, Department for Aging and Independent Living, a couple of weeks ago to start that discussion of what this budget is going to mean to each of the area development districts. Just rewind back to September and October of last year. You remember when we had this situation first come up, there was an injection of about $9.1 million that was put into the meal program at that time to sustain those current levels through the remainder of the fiscal year. What we know is that $9.1 million is not going to be there. There were 10 area development districts that made use of that $9.1 million. We were one of those. We were actually number two on the list, correct me if I'm wrong, Caleb, number two on the list for the amount of funding of that 9.1 that was used, which means we will probably be number two on the list as it pertains to the amount of reduction that we're going to see beginning July 1. So what we know at this point, unless something changes between now and July 1, is that $9.1 million that was allocated mid-year last year is going to go away. That is going to be taken away from those 10 ads that utilize those funds. We don't know what that amount is going to be just yet. I mean, we can make educated guesses, and we're doing that and putting together a plan However, Dale has already told us that in addition to the 9.1 reduction, they're also going to see the 4% and 3% reductions that the legislature also put in place statewide. So that is going to be an additional reduction onto that 9.1, and then I think there's another 2% reduction that they are having to realize for some other reasons. So again, we don't know what those numbers look like just yet. Obviously, between now and July 1st, you'll be hearing a lot about this from us and what that program is going to look like going forward. Fortunately, we do have some time to plan. Back in September and October, we basically had a week to decide what we're going to do and how we're going to do it. Now we have at least a couple of months to see how that's going to play out. And then the other thing that I think is going to help us out is this non-traditional meals that was part of the bid packet that you all approved today. As it stands right now, our intention for those funds is to utilize them for those individuals that we can't get meals to at this point. However, I think once we start seeing what those funding reductions look like, we're going to have to look at non-traditional meals for other individuals as well, so we can extend the actual number of meals that we can provide. So I guess bottom line, today's story is to stay tuned. We'll be involving you all in those conversations as we develop that plan. Are there any questions on that? Amanda, did I say anything incorrectly?
No.
All right, any other comments or questions? If not, we got a motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
All right, thank you all. Award letters will be issued out this afternoon.